Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, it's one of those shows, and you say I don't do enough of these shows on occasion. So I'm doing one right now where I'm just opening up the phone lines. You can call me, 312-981-7200. Have behavior questions about your pets, not your spouse, your pets, please. 312-981-7200. You can text. You can call. I'm totally available for you. Or if you have resolutions for your pets. So last week, we had on the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. John DeJong, and he expressed his resolutions for pets, things he will be talking about in 2019. Well, I have my own list, which you can see on my website, stevedale.tv. Oh, again, the phone number, text also, 312-981-7200 if you have behavior questions, or maybe you have your own ideas, things that you resolve to do for pets, broadly speaking, or maybe your own personal pets. So let me begin talking about some of my resolutions for 2019, things that I resolve to attempt to communicate next year, which is only, what, like 2 days away. Fear-free is at the top of the list. I've talked about this on the radio before. It's an initiative in veterinary medicine that began to limit fear, anxiety, and stress of veterinary visits. Why is that important? Oh my gosh, there are a whole lot of reasons for that. Our pets, some of them, most cats, and I would say at least half the dogs, are so fearful. Never mind pet rabbits, pet rats, they're terrified of going to the veterinarian. In fact, so fearful, many actually believe they are going to die. You heard me right. I mean, imagine going somewhere and then feeling like you're going to die. I mean, no one can explain to the pets why they're going to the veterinarian. They just end up at this place and they are terrified at this place. What's more, they pick up, they sense these fear pheromones, which even makes it mount up even more. And then they hear the screaming maybe of another dog or the meow in terror of a cat. Even if nothing is being done to that animal at the time, these animals are so fearful. So we need to fix that, is what Dr. Marty Becker said. Well, it worked out really well. There are things that we can do and that veterinary clinics across America are doing now. Individual veterinarians, veterinary technicians and nurses, and veterinary practices to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress at those visits. And it has worked out so well, it made people like me think, well, how about at home? And you're thinking, well, my pet that I live with every day is not fearful. Well, maybe your pet is, if you think about it, in one of two ways. One way is that, yeah, you know, a lot of our animals have a separation anxiety or thunderstorm anxiety or something we can put a finger on, a label to. We know they are afraid. Others, we love them. We care for them a great deal. But we might not understand that some of the things that we do. So one example is a couple of weeks ago when I was on the radio, someone wrote a text and said, what do I do with my cat? Because my grandchildren's dog visits every couple of weeks. And the cat is terrified. And the cat's been out in the house the whole time. Now, is that fair to that cat? So sometimes this person loves her cat, and I don't mean to be picking on anyone. The point is fear-free actually begins, the concept begins in our homes. And Fear-Free Happy Homes is a website that has been set up to address that. And sometimes our pets live with more fear, anxiety, and stress, even on a daily basis in our home, than we might think about. And when I talk to veterinary professionals about that, and dog training professionals as well, they say, yes, we've seen that in clients a lot. a lot more than has been talked about. So fearfreehappyhomes.com is a website I'll be talking a lot about in 2019. All right, we have some text here I need to address. My 13-year-old cat has a large abdomen tumor. The veterinarian didn't recommend surgery. How do I make her comfortable? Well, I'm not sure what that exactly entails here. So, is the cat in pain right now? So, if the cat is in pain, we need, and this is a part of Fear Free, really, we need to limit the pain that poor cat is in. And we can do that. So, the other thing is that it's a perfect question to go along with what I'm talking about. There are tools that we have in 2018, 2019 available that weren't available 10 years ago. And some of those tools include pain relief. Another thing that's not thought about is to lower. No one can explain to this cat what's going on. And I don't know, incidentally, what's going on either. An abdomen tumor doesn't tell me that much. But I'm thinking it's not good news. And probably your cat doesn't feel well and your cat may feel terrible, and your cat doesn't know why, because the cat doesn't read a diagnosis. So that adds stress every day for this cat who gets up in the morning feeling terrible, terrible. So plugging in a pheromone diffuser like Feel Away can actually be used for this purpose, which people don't talk about enough, I don't think, for older animals or animals that are sick, to lower that fear and stress and anxiety. Using a pheromone is a simple and easy way to do it. But pain relief is most important. Talk to your veterinarian about those things. It's hard for me to comment because I don't know the details of what's going on here. Steve, I have a 12-year-old cat. I read that wrong. I have a 12-year-old dog. What's wrong with me? I have a 12-year-old dog and want to get a puppy of a different breed. I don't know what the original breed is. That's the problem with text. I can't ask the questions. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue between dogs and the age difference or temperament? I'm not sure what you're asking. I think you're asking what breed of dog should I get, and I cannot answer that. In part because I don't know what breed you currently have and I know nothing about you. And do I get a puppy with an older dog? And the answer can be yes or no. It depends on the age of that dog. So if the dog and the individual temperament of the dog. So if that dog first is decrepit, having medical issues because of advanced age, now is not the time. That's not fair. If the dog is older and you want a little spark in that dog's life, a puppy can do it. But we need a dog that gets along with other dogs. So if your older dog in general gets along, likes other dogs, enjoys other dogs, and wouldn't be terribly annoyed by what can be a very annoying puppy, puppies can be very annoying, then I'd say go for it, if that makes any sense. Again, it's hard to discern without knowing those details. Would I recommend CBD for pets is another question. 312-981-7200. The texts are coming in. I'm glad they are, very, very quickly. You can call as well. CBD is the thing now. So you go to veterinary conferences and all I hear about is CBD. I'm not proficient enough, though I've gone to continuing education classes about it, to completely understand it. But here are the apparent issues. Where are you getting it from? Is it really what they say it is? I need to do an interview with an expert on CBD, and I know some, and I will do that in January or February of 2019, because I know it is something you're really interested in. Yes is the short answer, potentially. If you're using a product that is really what it says it is, and they're not all, because they're not regulated. And if your veterinarian agrees, yeah, it can help. It can help with pain relief. We think it can help with inflammation, which is associated with all sorts of different issues, everything from arthritis to other sorts of inflammatory responses. It may be able to help with cognitive dysfunction in very older animals. We don't know that. It may be able to help lower fear, stress, and anxiety that I've been talking about. We don't know that. But we do know it might be able to help, and dosed correctly, which is very important. There probably, he says, is no downside. Probably. Again, The experts are still studying this, but boy, there's a lot of potential there, and I understand that. 646 on WGN, Steve Dale's Pet World. Call, text 312-981-7200, and I will answer your questions.
It is 6:50 on WGN, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning. I am Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Pet World. You can check me out, stevedale.tv. I'm not going to have time to go through all of these resolutions that I have, but they are on my website, only because what's more important than me yapping about those resolutions is answering your questions best I can. And you can ask at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can call or text. Steve, what's the best treatment for a dog suffering from seizures? We lost our 6.5-year-old English pointer 2 weeks ago due to seizures. She was on medication for the past 2.5 years, which we kept increasing. I keep thinking there was more I could have done. Probably not. Most people, you know, they do the best they can. I'm sure you did. And particularly if you saw a veterinary neurologist. So today, as opposed to, say, 10 years ago, there were essentially, I think, phenobarbital and potassium bromide. Have I got that right? It's been a long time since I've thought about seizures in dogs. And there were pretty much two medications, and that was it. You'd combine the two, you'd figure out the dose. Today, there are many. And some of them are pretty expensive, unfortunately, but there are many choices. And veterinary neurologists know those choices. I also wonder if there was something else going on with your dog or not. I don't know. It is rare for a dog to have seizures and die because of seizures themselves. So there might have been something going on in the brain, like something bad, that could have actually prompted the death of your dog. Again, without knowing details, it's hard to say. But I will say that you're not alone. Most people who lose a pet think it's human nature, I think, to think, oh my gosh, there was more I could have done, there was more I should have done. And in more than 99 times out of 100, that's not the case. People truly do the best that they can possibly do. Hopefully this is a happier phone call, because New Year's is right around the corner. Good morning, you are on WGN Radio. Hi, Catherine?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I have I have a question about a cat.
Hi. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a cat, and then I had to take in another cat, and they are not getting along at all. I have one isolated in one room, the new one.
Good.
And I'm trying to slowly introduce them a little bit each day, and they're hissing and growling at each other, and they're not getting along whatsoever.
How long, sure. How long were they in separate rooms before you began the introduction?
About a day or two.
Okay. So in theory, for books that I write and colleagues, instead of a day or two, weeks would have been a better solution. I mean, okay. I'm talking several weeks. So I'd go back. Oh. I'd go back to that point and wait.
They're still isolated.
Good.
I still have them separated.
Good.
Yes.
Leave them that way. Now, you know, the new cat, I assume, is in the what I call a sanctuary room. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So in that room,
but the sanctuary room was my other cat's favorite place.
Well,
it's
do you have
my
another
room?
Do you have another room that you can choose?
No, not really.
You don't have a second bedroom or a den?
Possibly. I could possibly put him. Yeah, an office. Yeah.
Okay. So those would be better choices for the reason you just described. We don't want to. So if the cat that's been there all these years slept with you every night and is now locked out of that room, how will that cat think positively of the newcomer, you know? And we want a positive association.
Yes.
So. And the cat that's been there all that time has done nothing wrong, but the new cat's done nothing wrong either. So choose a room in whatever room you are able to choose, and hopefully it won't be the room the cat is currently in, but rather a second bedroom or a den or an office or something. And In that room, obviously the cat's food, litter box, toys, but you want to be there with the cat too, whether you're watching TV or whether you are hopefully playing with the cat a little bit, but you are spending some time with that cat as well. Also, I would use FeelAway and FeelAway Multicat, both products. So FeelAway is a copy of a pheromone that lowers fear, anxiety, and stress that I spoke about earlier. You can get it pretty much everywhere. And it's a plug-in, you know, like a one of those things that you plug into the wall. And,
It's a
plug-in. And it diffuses pheromone into the air. You don't smell it. Your cat doesn't technically smell it either, but your cat will sense it. But there's another one called FeelAway Multicat. And when you're ready to bring the cats together, I would use FeelAway Multicat as well as the FeelAway that you currently will have plugged into the wall. But we want to do more than that. First of all, we want to leave everything alone, let everything cool down for about a month, maybe even more than a month. When you do bring them together, and this is the part that some of the books miss, we want to give them a reason to like one another. So if every time I saw you, Catherine, $100 fell from the sky, would you want to see me again?
Sure.
Of course. So we want to do that for these cats. So if every time they come together, even if only for 5 seconds, literally at first, they get tuna, salmon, sardines, the high, heavy artillery, then they will think positively of one another. At least that's how the theory goes. Only bring them together for just seconds at first at a time, and then work your way up to a minute. It's great to get help to do this if you have someone else in your home or can ask a friend to come over who you're cat is not afraid of. Your current cat knows. And that way, one person can handle one cat, one person can handle another cat. And on opposite sides of the room, bring them together, but apart. And they each get something. They know the other cat is there, and they get something really special. They only get that something really special when the other cat is there. Over time, if you do this over and over again, they will figure that out. The other thing I want you to do is a scent exchange program that you could begin in a couple of weeks. So take toys and bedding and stuff that has the scent of the existing cat and put that in the sanctuary room. Take things that the new cat has slept on or played with and put that in the other rooms. So they each get a sense of one another. Even put it near the food dish. So when they eat, a positive association is made with that smell. If you're getting growling, at that point you're not ready. But you probably won't if you wait a couple weeks. The longer you wait, the more time you take, the greater the odds of your success. That's sort of the fast answer to all of this. All right?
Okay. I was trying to rush it, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. Most people do. Let me know how it goes and take your time.
Okay.
All right. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, in showbiz, they say leave them wanting more, but I feel bad. All these phone calls and texts being held over, but I'll be back next week with a very special announcement. Next week it's feline veterinarian Dr. Margie Shirk and Dr. Marty Becker will be on the show. Then the week after, a very special announcement from South Suburban Humane Society. Pets aren't like family, they are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need the most. Located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne, MedVet provides emergency care, specialty, and critical care 24/7 every day of the year, including New Year's. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association, accredited referral hospital, meaning your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. Learn more at medvetforpets.com or call 773-281-7110, medvetforpets.com. My website is stevedale.tv. For more of those resolutions, and an interesting conversation that I had with Brian Noonan from WGN is posted on elephants. That's right, elephants.